This ableist bullshit has got to stop. Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully and, in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Before we get into our episode, let's read the review of the week, which is from Mama Walker Amy. Says, I love your podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for the encouragement, Amy. Well, ADHD heart beats a little bit faster every time y'all let me know that this matters and it's important to you and it makes a difference. So please help a girl out. And if you're on Apple Tunes or an app that allows ratings, please go in there, rate the show. They really do make my day. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend Patricia Sung. As I was scrolling through Instagram yesterday, a business person that I quite enjoy following, I like their podcast a lot, posted this quote from Zig Ziglar, which is, lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24 hours a day. This ableist bullshit has got to stop. This quote does not take into account any kind of background knowledge. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there are some people who don't have direction, but saying that you don't lack time when you don't know anything about someone's life is crazy. I understand that everybody has 24 hours in a day, but also everybody has different constraints on their time, different responsibilities, different situations. So how can you say that your 24 hours is the same as someone else's? This hit me in the gut because, hello, what if you have health issues? I have a lot of those, and a huge amount of my time is spent doing doctor's appointments and therapies and treatments and having to rest more, even though I don't want to rest more because I have things I need to get done, but I didn't get done because I wasn't feeling well, but I really need to rest in order to get better. I don't have as many hours in the day when I spend 4 hours one morning driving to therapy, doing the hour or two of therapy, going to the doctor, driving the hour home. Like, that is a huge amount of time. And all of those extra things cost extra effort. So that means you have less energy to do all the other things, let alone get the extra stuff done that you have to because of the responsibilities that you carry. If you think about women's hormone cycles, like there are weeks that we feel great and there are weeks that we don't feel great. And knowing that you're going to get less stuff done when you're not feeling well, but knowing that it still has to get done and you're going to have to do it another time when you don't have the physical capability to keep going and you're not resting, that time counts differently. If you have a disability, if you have ADHD or dyslexia, any number of disabilities, a physical disability, you're putting in double the effort to get out half the output that other people can do on a regular daily task. If you think about somebody who has a wheelchair, it's going to take them more time to get out of the house, to get in a vehicle, to travel into a building. All those things take extra time. Maybe reading takes you longer, or completing quote-unquote simple tasks takes you more time. And while some people may lack direction, what if that's because they've never had a healthy sense of direction in their lives? What if there is trauma or an unhealthy family history, which is so common in families with ADHD? Whether you have PTSD or have had abuse in your life and you don't have that model of what good looks like, or you don't trust your own direction, even though you know where you want to go, you don't trust that you can, that you're able to get there. What if you don't have healthy role models in your life to show you where that direction is? What if someone comes from a different culture? It's someone who is Black or Indigenous. There are so many unseen hurdles that we don't understand from the outside looking in, from everything to
pay gaps or even getting your foot in the door or starting from a farther starting line. That all takes more time. What if somebody doesn't have a lot of money? They can't pay to shortcut. They have to take public transport that takes longer to take the bus route, and you have an hour trip instead of a 20-minute by car trip. Or you have to go to the laundromat to do your laundry. That's way more time than doing laundry in your house. Pretty sure Zig was not a mom, although he was a dad. He had four kids. How was he able to do everything he did? He had a wife, a mother to his kids, who carried the weight of being primary parent, I'm going to guess, granted I don't know the man, but as someone who's caring for other individuals and is the default parent who is carrying the weight of all the responsibility, I don't have the same luxury of time. I have people to feed, I have people that are sick, I have people that are waking up in the middle of the night. All of those things impact our time. If you're caring for anybody, whether that's an elderly family member or a sick loved one, all of those things require time. So to say that we all have 24 hours in a day is flippant at best and downright discriminatory at the worst. Hey mama, have you been over to my website and grabbed any of the free ADHD resources I've got? You can make your mornings more peaceful, overcome time blindness hurdles, learn ways to treat your ADHD beyond the obvious medication option, or grab a copy of all of my favorite ADHD resources on one page. You can snag these all on my website at patriciasung.com/resources, and I'll email you the PDF or the video. Now, don't go putting in your spammy junk email, okay? I'm not gonna send you junk. I email you once, maybe twice a week. For sure, I'll send you a note about this week's podcast topic, and if I'm having a particularly organized week, I might email you again about what's working for my ADHD this week, or venting about whatever executive function disaster happened. Your inbox is where I spill more of the beans, and if you change your mind, you can always unsubscribe, right? Plus, I really love hearing back from you, so write me an email back. Tell me what's going on in your life, or what you want to learn about next. So go grab those free goodies, and I'll see you in your inbox. I've been thinking a lot about how choice is a luxury. Choosing how to spend your time is a gift, and not everyone gets it. Those choices may come with different weights and different consequences. It may not be as cut and dry of a decision as we might think standing on the outside. I can say that I am so thankful that I can do all of these therapies for my chronic illness, even though they take me hours every week. But there are many people who can't afford to do those, or don't have insurance, or don't have the ability to have someone else watch their kids while they go to those things. And those people are getting sicker and in more pain. And then guess what? It takes them longer to do stuff. So while we all have privileges, and we all have struggles, and we all have to take accountability for the choices we've made that may have ended us up in a different situation than we had hoped, I'm not saying to ignore the fact that reality exists. But I hope we can do a little bit better of a job of looking inside ourselves and realizing that we don't know what it's like to be in that person's shoes. I always got irritated with that phrase of like, oh, walk a mile in their shoes so that you can understand. It's like, you know what? If you only had to walk a mile, that's not very far. Imagine walking the full marathon. Imagine traveling that for the whole way, the whole life. Carrying a burden for a little bit doesn't fully weigh in the mental fortitude it takes to deal with something day in and day out, month after month, year after year. So perhaps we could have a little more grace, thinking how our words affect others. Words matter. They can hurt and they can uplift. How many times have you heard someone say, oh, I remember that one time that one teacher said to me, and it happened to them back in like third grade when they're like 8 years old and they remember that as a grown up. Words carry weight. So when you read these quotes, and if you don't feel inspired and instead you start to feel negative about yourself, I hope you can hear my voice telling you that you're valuable and that you are worthy. Do not let anyone make you feel less than because you're not crushing goals and doing what people with less problems can do in less time. Be proud of what you've done with what you have overcome, what you have done, considering that you have a learning disability and whatever other baggage you're lugging around from the past few years of life. You are doing your best. So while I'm here to support you with tools for your brain, know that their perspective is a reflection on them, not on you. You're not less than because you have a differently wired brain. I hope you can feel proud of what you have accomplished and can put one foot in front of the other and keep going and knowing that what you're doing matters. I'm always here cheering you on. We'll talk next week, Successful Mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.